Saunier stood. He needed to salvage this wealth without arousing suspicions. He decided he would start immediately. He could remove the gold and jewels, hiding both in the presbytery. How to convert them to useful currency could be decided later. He retreated toward the staircase, taking another look around as he walked. One of the tombs caught his attention. He approached and saw that the niche contained a woman. Her burial dress lay flat. Only bones and a skull remained. He read the inscription beneath. Marie d'Aupoule de Blanchefort. He was familiar with her. She was the last of the d'Aupoule heirs. But there was a problem. He quickly climbed back to ground level. Outside, he locked the church doors and worked his way through the graves where the tombstones seemed to swim in the living blackness. He stopped at the one he sought and bent down. Shining the lamp, he read the inscription.